So this is a hypnosis session to resolve the conflict of free-floating anxiety so you can experience more joy and more happiness. So what I'd like you to do before we start is just to make yourself comfortable. Find a comfy spot for your head, for your arms, for your legs and your back. Uncross your legs and your arms. And just nestle into whatever spot you lay in, your chair, your sofa, your bed. And before we start, I'd like you to just bring to mind a favorite place. It may be a place you vacationed or an imaginary place, but one that you reminds you of feeling calm, peaceful, relaxed, a place where you could just stay. So bring this to mind. It need not be perfect, and go with whatever comes to mind. And just remember this wonderful, relaxing place where you felt deep joy, deep comfort, deep calm. And give this place a name. And then just to bring your attention, at different times during the hypnosis session, I may ask you to lift your index finger, and that's your pointing finger, just to remind you what that is. So now we'll start. So with your eyes open, I'd like you to roll your eyes upwards as if you're looking straight through your eyebrows, through to the top of your head. Looking upwards, feeling a slight strain in the lower lids as you continue to look upwards. And then as you continue to look upwards, I'd like you to take a deep breath in and hold it. Then close your eyelids while you continue looking up and holding that breath, looking up. Good. Now you can release that breath and let your eyes relax to a comfortable position. And allow your whole body to drift down into the furniture, into the sofa, in the chair, wherever you lay. Allow your mind to focus on your breath, breathing nice, calm, easy breaths in, filling your lungs and your chest with that nourishing oxygen, and then letting that breath all the way out, letting it out, breathing that breath all the way out, fully emptying your lungs. And as you do, just feel your whole body relaxing more and more. Your shoulders dropping down, your arms relaxing, your hands and your fingers loosening. Every long, slow, deep breath in fills your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And every breath out just allows you to relax more and more. Breathe in all the way out. Fully emptying your lungs, feeling your shoulders drop down, your stomach relax, and slowly, little by little, more and more, you may notice curious signs of relaxation. Not exactly sure where you'll notice it first or what exactly you'll notice. You may notice lightness or heaviness in the hands or the legs. You may notice a wonderful calming tingling in the fingertips, in the toes. Or you may notice a sense of lightness floating like an autumn leaf. You may notice it more in your legs at first, or your arms, more in your hands or your feet. It doesn't really matter where you notice it first. Just allow yourself to be curious and surprised how with every long, slow, deep, easy breath in, comfortable deep breath in, filling your lungs, and every long, slow exhalation all the way out, your whole body just relaxes more and more. And each exhalation, you can be more curious and surprised by the growing sensations of relaxation you notice, whatever they may be, whatever you experience. And so with every long, slow, deep breath in, filling your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen, and then exhaling all the way out, just letting go and letting yourself sink into a deeper, more comfortable, relaxed, hypnotic state. And when you're feeling ready, you can allow your mind to drift off to your favorite place in your mind. Drift off in your imagination. And you can experience the wonderful calming sights and sounds, the wonderful calming sensations, words, music, stillness, quiet, aromas and scents, wonderfully calming tastes, pleasant feelings in your body and surrounding your body. All these wonderful, pleasant, calming sights and sounds, sensations and smells, wonderful feelings within your body of deep calm and stillness, wonderful sensations outside of your body. Whatever you experience, allow your mind to drift off there. And wonderful, pleasant feelings of people you love and care about around you. And perhaps someone you love, you care about, who loves you, holding your hand, hugging you. All of these things, all of these sensations, all the sights and sounds make up your laughing place, your comfortable, happy place. And allow your mind to drift into your happy place, wherever it is, imaginary or real. Let yourself enjoy it. It's wonderful and calming to let our mind fantasize, to enjoy the wonderful creations of our mind that we can be in as we live in, enjoy, and imagine our laughing place. And when your inner mind knows you're so absorbed in this special, calm, laughing place, so absorbed that nothing can bother you, nothing can disturb you, this is time for your mind to just be in this special, calming, laughing place. And allow your mind to drift there. When your mind knows you're fully absorbed, you can let one of your fingers float up to indicate. Good. And you can relax your finger as you drift deeper and deeper. And as you continue to drift deeper and deeper with every breath, deeper and deeper as you enjoy this wonderful, special laughing place, a wonderful, easy feeling, a deep, pleasant feeling will move into your right hand, into your right arm. And so as I count from 1 to 20, that feeling, that deep, light, easy, pleasant feeling will grow stronger and stronger in your right hand and arm. And slowly, you'll feel the first slight movement of your finger, a twitch of your muscle. And then gradually your hand may begin to lift. Your arm begins to lift and it continues moving, lifting, until it comes to rest upon your body. And when you feel that movement in your hand and in your arm, you don't need to try to resist it. You could if you chose to, but that's simply not why you're here. You can just let your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, do its perfect work. And that perfect work, the unconscious mind, will be to give you messages that reminds you you're okay. You are safe and everything's okay. You can handle whatever comes your way. And worry serves no purpose. You can let go of the habit of worry in the past. You can let go of thinking the worst is to happen. And you can simply trust that you're okay, stronger than ever before, more wise than ever before, more aware than ever before, and more capable of identifying your needs and taking care of yourself than ever before, more able to say no and set boundaries than ever before. And so as you give these messages to your subconscious and your unconscious mind, it can do its perfect work of letting go of that habit of worry. And you can be comfortable with whatever symptoms, those old symptoms of anxiety that might pop up from time to time. And you'll be able to push them off and ignore them. You know they're just old habits that you can ignore. So all right now, we're ready to begin. And number one, the first light, easy sensation moves into your fingertips of your right hand. Wonderful, calming. Deep breath in. Really let that breath go. Let go of everything but the comfort you feel throughout your entire body. And that comfort, that light, easy feeling, spreads throughout your body, throughout your hands, your fingertips, your fingernails. It's a light, easy sensation, spreading around comfortably, easily. And number two, that light, easy sensation spreads around beneath the fingernails. Another easy, comfortable breath in. And letting that breath go, letting go of everything but the comfort you feel in your entire body. Letting go of any unnecessary tension. Letting go the urge to make things happen, to control them, to direct them. Letting go and just letting yourself enjoy all the wonderful, light, easy sensations you can feel. Letting yourself enjoy this experience. And number three, That light, easy feeling is moving into the first joint of the fingers. Wonderful, calming, deep breath in. And as you exhale, really let go. Let go of worry. Let go of analyzing. Let go of thinking. Let your mind become more still, drifting off to its happy place, its laughing place, enjoying it more and more. And four, that light, easy sensation is spreading to the large knuckle across the back of the hand. Nice, long, deep breath in. And letting go. Letting yourself feel like you're drifting deeper into your laughing place, to your happy place, to your calm place. Really letting yourself enjoy it now. Number five. The first slight movements begin to start taking place. Slight movements of the fingers, a twitching of the muscles. As you take another deep breath in. And let it go. Let your whole body just drift now. More and more relaxed. More and more comfortable. Drifting into your happy place. And number six. That light sensation spreads across the back of your hand. Nice, long, slow, deep breath. More of the sights and sounds of your laughing place, your happy place. Fill your mind. More of the wonderful calming sensations you feel in your body and outside become in your awareness. And number seven. Spreading over and into your thumb. Continue to drift into your happy place, your laughing place. And number eight, moving now all through the palm of your hand. Feeling it in the center of your palm, the base of your thumb, the base of the fingers in the palm, the sides of the palm. And number nine, That light sensation spreads up into your wrist. And thinking of your left hand now, you may notice by comparison, your left hand is beginning to feel very, very heavy. While on the number 10, your right hand grows lighter and lighter with each number. With each number I count, just as light as a feather, floating in the breeze, lighter and lighter. As light as a gas-filled balloon. And just as a gas-filled balloon will rise up and float towards the ceiling. In the same way, by the time I reach the count of 20, your right hand is moving, lifting, rising and floating. And you enjoy this sensation. You enjoy it more and more. You let yourself experience this sensation more and more. And as you do, your body and your mind will gain the maximum benefit from this hypnosis. And number 11, the light sensation has moved beyond your wrist now, spreading into your forearm. Number 12. Once again, think of your left hand. Your left hand has grown so heavy. It's as though it were made of marble or stone. So heavy, you can feel the weight of it. And 13. You notice your left hand more now, growing more heavy, as if it were made of stone. And number 14, that light sensation is now spreading up towards your elbow. And now on number 15, you'll notice from the fingertips all the way to the elbow, your hand has grown light, 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 and it's free. It may begin to lift, rising, floating, and lifting. Whatever is right for you today. All right, 16. You may feel the muscles in your hand and your fingertips, your arm and your bicep and your tricep twitching more. twitching, it wants to lift, it wants to float, it wants to move. And as your arm lifts up, you'll go deeper and deeper into hypnosis. And you'll notice your left hand heavier and heavier. And this heaviness is comforting, as is the lightness of the right arm. And your mind is drifting more and more into your happy place, your laughing place. And you can feel that laughing deep within you, that longing to laugh, that joy in laughing, the exhilaration in laughing. Laughing is so therapeutic. And 17, your hand continues to move, lift and rise until it rests over top of your body. And 18, your hand and your arm moving, lifting, rising and floating. Right over now, and when your hand comes to rest on your body, you'll feel your eyes drift deeper and deeper. The eyelids are heavier, so heavy that if you were to try to open them, it feels as if they're locked, closed. They're heavy and they're locked. And 19, your hand is resting on your body. And 20, your hand rests on your body and your eyelids are heavy and locked. And the more you try to open them, open your eyelids, the tighter they are. And that's fine. You can stop trying and simply go deeper and deeper. One of the things that causes distress for people is what we call a conflict. And a conflict occurs when you feel like you want to do one thing, but you feel like you ought to do the opposite. Or you want to feel one thing, but the old habit of worry, the old habit of anxiety, tries to trick you into thinking you can't be happy, it's not safe to be happy. That's a conflict. A conflict between the new way of living and the old way of living. The new way of thinking and the old way of thinking. That's a conflict. Your new way of thinking is you can overcome any anxious thoughts. You can challenge them. You can replace them. You can see them for the lies that they are. Your new way of thinking is you can handle whatever comes your way. Your new way of thinking and living is to speak up for yourself, to set boundaries, to say no, to look out for your needs. But then there's all those old habits that used to cause a lot of physical symptoms, that used to cause anxious ways of thinking and doing, being afraid of people, speaking up for yourself, taking care of yourself, filled with guilt, rumination. That was the old way of thinking and living. So there's a conflict between the way you used to think and live and the way you think and live now. And your new way of thinking and living is to have fun, to have joy, to have happiness, to take care of yourself and do things that interest you. But the old way of thinking is that there's always something to worry about and there's danger around every corner. This is a conflict. Your new wise way of thinking knows there isn't danger around every corner. Your new wise way of thinking knows you can handle whatever comes your way. So when you feel those symptoms in your throat, in your tummy, in your head, in your back, it's just the old habit knocking on your door. And the new way of thinking and living wants to trust in that happiness, trust in you and your ability to take care of yourself, trust in your assertiveness, trust in your boundaries and your clear communication. This is the conflict. At times these days you feel pulled in two directions, the old way of living and thinking and the new way of living and thinking. So raise your finger if you feel like you've had this type of conflict. Or a very different kind of conflict. So my question to you is, do you sense that you're being affected by a conflict over enjoying life? Have you experienced this push and pull? You want to relax, enjoy life, be confident you can handle it, but also waiting for the next shoe to drop. Have you had this conflict or one of this nature? You're having fun, enjoying life. And then anxiety knocks at the door. Do you have that feeling you're being pulled in two directions? The old way of thinking and living and the new way of thinking and living? If you feel comfortable speaking, you can know you'll remain in a deep hypnosis. And you may find as you hear yourself speak, you'll continue to drift deeper and deeper into a pleasant hypnotic state. So if you've had any type of conflict, would it be okay for you to know it at a conscious level, what the conflict is? I'll be quiet while you scan your feelings. And when it comes to your conscious mind, your yes finger will float up to indicate. Good. And is it all right for you to tell me what it is? Okay. It's okay. Whatever is comfortable for you. But you can hear yourself speak quietly in your mind as you drift deeper and deeper into hypnosis, as you say the conflict in the quiet of your mind. And then your conscious mind will know it. Good. I also wonder if your unconscious mind would allow you to drift back in time to one of the first times you felt these strong emotions, this push and pull, this conflict. If your unconscious mind allows you to drift back in time, one of your fingers will float up to indicate. And when you can identify the thoughts and feelings, you can let your finger float up to indicate. Good. Now I want you to amplify the feelings. Let the feelings and the thoughts grow more intense. Just let those feelings and thoughts intensify, remembering where you were, what you were thinking and feeling, and what you wanted to do. It's perfectly okay to let those feelings and thoughts come up now because they'll be gone away in a few moments. So take all the time you need to remember the details and let yourself experience it now. Good, and notice how old you are, and notice where you are, inside, outside, in a home, in your home, where in your home. Notice if you're alone or what is happening, what you're doing and what you're feeling. Notice what you want to do. Remembering a conflict is a problem of indecision. You're being pulled in two directions, and you're suffering from a problem of indecision. So Let your unconscious mind tell your conscious mind what your indecision is. And allow your unconscious mind to recognize the feelings and thoughts. Perhaps feelings of loneliness, sadness, longing, fear. Whatever they may be. So, like any emotional conflict, you'll need to decide which choice is best for you. Do you want to believe in yourself? Trust that you can handle whatever comes your way. Laugh a little more. Take each day as it comes. Trust in you. Or do you want to worry, wait, control, and wonder where the next shoe will drop? That's your decision. To be happy now, you need to make a choice. A choice between worrying and laughing. A choice between worrying and enjoying all you've worked so hard for. A choice between worrying and trusting it'll be okay. That you've taken care of all that's reasonable to take care of. A choice between paying attention to the sensations in your throat, the catch in your breath, the symptoms in your tummy, or just going on with your day, laughing, enjoying yourself, and knowing that you'll be okay. Whichever choice you make, it requires that you slowly work on abandoning the opposite to get on with your life. The choice you make must be your own. But having made a choice, I can help you feel more comfortable carrying it out. I can help you feel more confident in that choice, more determined, more resilient, better able to ignore the old habits, the old symptoms. So as I'm quiet, take a moment to let your adult self, 5 years from now in the future, travel back to this moment. And this adult self, 5 years from now, has made this decision, is more confident, resilient, calm and peaceful. And I want that adult self 5 years from now to comfort the you, to remind you the things you need to be reminded of, to comfort you, to coach you, and to remind you of how to laugh and how to find joy. Let your future self travel back to now. It's a mature, accomplished, successful woman with a wonderful daughter who loves you. Let this resilient woman comfort you, remind you of the things you know and the things you can do. And together, see the road ahead. When you leave these old habits behind, see the beautiful road ahead. See the joy, the laughter, the calm, the peacefulness and the serenity. See the road ahead. See yourself laugh. See yourself enjoy true peace deep within you, a sense of groundedness that's strong and tall. You can feel the strength in your legs. Together, the two of you, look down this road. See the road ahead, the happiness, the joy, the strength, the resilience. And the two of you will close the door on the old habits. You can leave those symptoms behind. You no longer need them. You can leave the worry behind. It no longer serves a purpose. And together you can shut the door on those old habits. And if ever it comes knocking, you can dial it down and you won't even hear it. Shut the door on it. Let it float away. Let it get smaller and smaller. Let it float away like a leaf on a stream, getting farther and farther, like a balloon floating in the sky, disappearing. Can't recognize it, can no longer see it, it's gone. You can release those old habits, you can let them go. They no longer serve a purpose. Take a moment quietly to yourself. Make a commitment to you, to laugh, to trust in you, to just know you'll figure it out one day at a time, that you are okay and everything will be okay. You can laugh. Worry is misguided, and it's time to just live and laugh. And you can let that free-floating anxiety float farther and farther away and shut the door on it. So the next few moments, just let yourself really enjoy the serenity, the peace, the groundedness you now feel. Make that commitment to yourself. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5, and you'll open your eyes, feeling alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy. You'll feel invigorated, determined, and you'll feel much more grounded for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, relaxed mentally and physically, and you'll feel confident in yourself and in the future. And now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3. More aware of the sounds outside the room, on the road, around the building, outside the building. And four, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. And five, you can open your eyes, feeling relaxed and refreshed.